Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas. Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Jar.
Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man.
The Wednesday, September 7th, is it? Yeah, the 7th of September edition of Talking Heads is on the Wednesday edition, the Hump Day edition. Open line Wednesday. You know how we do it on a Wednesday. All right, and lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Be good to go with that, Mr. Producer, by the way. We percolating, or we ain't percolating. The percolation is resumed. Solid. So stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, you know how we get it started, though? I want to make sure your mind's right so we can have a good conversation. We got lots to talk about. All right, and it is the Wednesday edition. So we got to get it started with your mind-bending brain teaser, okay? And we'll make that work, run that school, run nothing but fun. But you got to plug on in and, you know, leave your work stress at work. Leave the kids in the back of the seat, you know, let them do what they got to do. You focus on the conversation and on the ride home, okay? All right. Now, wee, these are some good ones today. Man, oh man, oh man. Okay, here we go. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 84% agreed, out of everybody surveyed, agreed that they struggle with this on a first date. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 84% of the total surveyed, 84 out of 100, said they struggle with this on a first date. What is it? Now, obviously, everybody surveyed with singles. So that's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the 5 o'clock hour when the news comes on to get your answers in. No, not paying the bill. Y'all some cheapskates, eh? There's no discussion on that. It's the first day the dude taking you out, taking the young lady out. Hey, come on now. Chivalry is not dead, or is it? Anyhow, that's what you're working with. You got between now and the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. But while you get on that, I'm going to get on this. The headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to take care of you, all right? And don't forget, new arrivals right now, especially with the suits. All right? Yes. Fellas, if you need that suit, check them out right now. Okay? They got double-breasted, regular, slim, pinstripes, high fashion. All the accessories to go along with. And don't forget that new arrivals in stock right now at both locations. Okay? Chino pants, brand new selection of shirts. Every week, new arrivals. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Or simply check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Boom. Oh, Lord. The headline, tourist killed in shark attack. Pennsylvania woman was on snorkeling excursion. Story by Jasper Ward. 58-year-old American woman was killed in a shark attack near Green Key shortly before 2 p.m. yesterday. This according to Chief Superintendent Kristalyn Skippings, who informed the public and the media that the woman was visiting the Bahamas with her family and was a passenger on Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Sea. Police have not formally identified the victim, but the Nassau Guardian understands that she was Carolyn DiPlacido of Pennsylvania. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. And apparently they had booked a tour with a local company that took them to Green Key, about half a mile just northwest of Rose Island. This according to Superintendent Skippings. And the family was reported snorkeling in the area, in the waters, and that area is known for visitors to snorkel. It's further reported that family members observed a bull shark attacking the female. So there you have another tragic situation, but I'm glad this one was dealt with better than the situation in Exuma that just recently happened. And although that was a minor attack or incident compared to this, nobody knew about it until it hit the British tabloids. At least we were on top of this. The media was on top of it. We knew who it was, where they were from, how they got there, who they were with. That's how you do it. So now when it gets out to the world, which was all over CNN this morning and everywhere else, they have something to go with that is credible and valid and coming from the home country, from us, because this happened in our backyard, so we know how this thing goes. But coming up in the buzz, we got a lot to talk about this because there are extenuating circumstances to this. And not just this, several of these incidents with shark attacks, the reported ones and non-reported ones. We'll get to that in the buzz coming up, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But as we continue with the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Lewis defends work of former DRA board. Former Minister of Disaster Preparedness Aaron Lewis yesterday defended the work of the Disaster Reconstruction Authority's DRA under the Minnis administration after the current DRA chairman claimed that the authority was unable to locate paperwork from a multi-million dollar domes project. Well, if you can't find paperwork, the incoming administration can't find paperwork, that's a red flag. How could you defend any work done if there's no record of it or paperwork to match? Boy, I tell you, that right there. Sometimes, you know, politicians, y'all need to take a step back and say, you know what, maybe we did drop the ball here or there. Wow, I really don't know why we can't find the paperwork, but that is irregular. But to be defending that sometimes what is not the indefensible is crazy. The finger pointing needs to stop. We need more mature politicians to speak to the issues and deal with said issues. Square on the chin, good or bad. This pontification and dollar whining, for lack of a better word, is just getting old. It's from both sides of the divide. It's getting stale. Speaking of which, Kobe Davis, government looking to build 300 homes in Abaco. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. The government hopes to build more than 300 new homes in Abaco the next year, Minister of Transport and Housing Joe Beth Kobe Davis said yesterday. Right now, we're doing about 30 homes. The first PPP public-private partnership we engaged, they already started the first 10 homes. We're able to issue assessment letters for two of those 10. We're getting ready to start the other 18. Okay, that's great. That's in the Central Pines area. Spring City is where we're doing some infrastructure work on a portion that has 21 homes. Now, hold on. If y'all got access to that, and especially Spring City, why does Roscoe Thompson and Ken and the rest of the crew from Abaco every couple of weeks chime in and say the red tape is suffocating them, strangulating them? So is this a case where y'all are ready to build for homies, cronies, lovers, and friends? Or Abaconians at large? Because if you could get that much rolling for certain parts of Abaco, free up the red tape. Let the Abaconians who's been crying out for the longest language and saying, look, the red tape's suffocating us. Just move the red tape. We can fix it and help you get back to, you know, what we do toward the bottom line. But no, more grandstanding and, for lack of a better word, PR. Because if you were really serious as a minister of housing, not only would you get the 300 homes you brag about being built in Abaco done, you get the red tape moved and allow the rest of Abaco to flourish. And not just you. What about the two ministers from Abaco? Y'all don't get me started now, because y'all don't got nothing to say. But I could go plenty of directions. The two of y'all? Woo! I think of a movie with Jim Carrey and one of the Bridges brothers. Anyhow, I digress. But what say you? Feel free to chime in. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, I was wondering when this would happen. Not wishing it, but how idiotic. Right to the east of the beach is the fish cleaning and conch slip thrown in the water. That will definitely attract sharks. So I keep sharks in the area, even though it was Green Key. The government needs to consider moving the fishing place near Montague to another location. Now, we're going to talk about it coming up in the buzz in short order, but that's a good point you brought up. And I'll revisit it in the buzz. Here's another one. Naughty, paperwork missing. Problem in this day of technology. Problem and a red flag. Yeah, where the paperwork going? You know? Where's the file, you know? Another headline, North Andrews Mining Project rejected by Bahamas Investment Authority. Read more there. Story by Chester Robards. And Bethel says it's insane that the law does not protect married women from sexual violence. The Bahamas representative of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, yesterday renewed calls for the government to criminalize marital rape, noting that it's insane that married women in the Bahamas are the only women not protected from sexual violence law. And this, of course, you know, being Mrs. Marion Bethel, the Bahamas representative to the United Nations, like I said, on the Committee of Eliminations of All Forms and Discrimination Against Women. Let me clarify that. And her comments came after a Supreme Court judge ruled that though a woman who filed for divorce claimed she felt like a rape victim for an extended period of time when her spouse had sex with her. Let me get to the continuation, because you know I don't like to leave it dangling. And it stands there can be no rape in marriage in the Bahamas. This coming from Supreme Court Justice Denise Lewis Johnson. Now, the divorce was granted on the grounds of cruelty, which is one of the grounds for divorce in Bahamian law, but not marital rape. And I mean, where are we, man? When are we going to mature? This is something we need to get into 2022 on, okay? You ever think, why don't you work on a relationship enough that you don't have to go through all of that? That would be, you know, both parties would be receptive. You do a nice little date night. You know, champagne and candlelight dinner. Something, but keep it fresh. If you reach that point, I mean, come on. Really? All right. No, not flatulence on the first date. Ah, Lord, we look where your mind is at. Anyway, let's get out of the headliners. Slide up into the buzz. And that's a wrap on the headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We get up into the buzz brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget John's Reminder, man, in addition to all your back-to-school needs, all right? All your fast fashion, all your workwear, all the accessories to go along with. They got home appliances for you as well. And cookware, all right? Check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Now, listen, I look at this. The buzz is definitely folks talking to everybody about the shark attack. Listen, first and foremost, happened on Green Key. Let's establish that. That is not Rose Island. That is adjacent to Rose Island, further down, but not Rose Island. It's number one. Number two, didn't happen at Montague. It happened at Green Key. It was seen and pictured at Montague because that is the closest ramp in location and in relation to the incident to transport the victim. Okay? Number three, yes, you have to be leery of that fish ramp at Montague. However, it's been there for numerous years, and God forbid we haven't had any incidents out there. However, It could be, you know, an attraction. Furthermore, you need to watch about people who fish. Now, you put out the breakwaters, which is nice, and shape the beaches, but people take advantage of them by going and fishing. That's a great way, especially if you like to fish. But now, here's the attraction of chumming and baiting the water and bringing in live catch. Now you're going to attract predatory bigger fish and sharks. So you need to watch that. Furthermore, you have to watch out what's going on around Green Tea, around Rose Island in that area. Yes, that is an area frequented by numerous charter excursions for snorkeling. It's pristine. However, it is a hotbed mating ground for turtles. And it is mating season in the turtle world. So the turtles are getting a freak on. And you know who that attracts? Sharks. They're getting a grub on. In addition to that, there's allegations floating around that yearly, when Shark Week films, we chum up certain portions in that channel over there for filming, allegedly. So, what's going on? We're playing with fire because we're in two of a constricted area. We got excursions that are promoting snorkeling and looking at our beautiful waters. And you got other areas that are attracting predators. And then if those allegations about chumming for filming are true, yeah, on one hand, you're bringing in priceless footage and promotion. I mean, the dollar value, you can't rate that. The promotion on that kind of stuff, on something as big as Shark Week, come on. But at what cost? Because you're damaging the tourist product long term. Where do we end up? So there are a bunch of mitigating factors to this. In addition to that, people go on excursions. Some excursions allow them to just plop down the lines and start fishing. That's another attraction as well. You see, I've done my due diligence. I've called numerous people in the industry. So we got to look at being proactive now as well. Maintaining and sustaining. And can't cut our nose off in spite of the face, not for a quick buck. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good day. How you doing, Audie?
What's going on?
Right here, man. Right here. You know what somebody said to me today? Oh, you can't deter or put in anything to deter what we're supposed to do the whole ocean. I was like, that's what, if you're flying from here to Miami and the plane unsafe, I mean, it ain't unsafe, it's a risk. But they put in all the security measures because you were a customer and they want to make sure you arrive alive so you could be a repeat customer for one thing. And for the life of me, we sell sunshine and sea here in the Bahamas. So the people come here, they ain't come here to look at us, and then they come here to go on the beach and swim and
talk. And go in the waters that they've seen and that you know, astronauts have said is the most pristine water in the world, on the planet, from outer space, you know? So, I mean, of course they want to take a dip in that.
So you have to call, especially like, if I know I used to do scuba diving, and they had a questionnaire, what's your medicals, how your heart rate is, this, that, and all that.
I think they need to do, like you say, the questionnaires, the waivers, but they also need to make sure that all the boats that are registered and licensed are properly equipped with a proper first aid kit, an emergency ship to shore that's just a medical channel alone that can get you to your Basra or your Coast Guard or whatever. And throughout the family islands, we need proper medical facilities that can treat these things wherever it occurs, and decompression chambers. Because we're losing too many young people to the bench.
I think they got one, and God help you, if 10 of you all come in.
So we need to make sure, you know, these politicians run around, we're going to do clinic this. No, man, show us. Put your money where your mother is and build them so that they're multi-purposed.
They have even another simple solution, you know. Check it out on Amazon or whatever. They have these proven devices for a shark, man. You wear it on your ankle, and they guarantee to deter. Now, if a shark wants, he's out to kill and he rogue, he can kill you. But they guarantee to deter, within reason, a shark attack. And then, too, you have women, they have to access to it. because you notice a lot of women are scared of tax. You have to ask that question. Is your health on? I can't take you in the water. You understand? All of these things have to be addressed. But what we do in this country is leave things and then we break out the fire truck to go drive like some...
Yeah, we got to be more proactive than reactive, man.
Exactly.
Because there's no guarantee for any given day and time, and you're out there. You're out there in a great environment. But a part of that beautiful environment and part of the beauty of it is all these things that we see in our waters, inclusive of sharks.
Exactly.
So we got to be able to have a happy medium and know how far to go, maintain the tourism product, get the exposure we need, but stop being all, what I call, all buck up, go, how us Bahamians go. And everything cool, man, yeah, man, everything cool. And we ain't really checking. We got to check. And we got to make sure we shouldn't fish on the shorelines of these beaches. That's an attraction.
Go ahead.
You got as much time as you need.
I guarantee you right now, you go on Monique, right there where they're doing the fishing and conch and stuff. Stay there for a couple of minutes. You can see the three bull sharks. I guarantee you. And go 200 feet away from that, not even that long. Right on Monique, little children, everybody swimming up and down. Nobody's saying that they said, let's remove. We ain't even got to kill them in them. Let's either remove them or put the acoustics or the magnets in the water. Would then deter the sharks from coming in.
And then we need to get proper lifeguards. They talk about hiring foreign lifeguards. We got all our beaches. We need trained lifeguards on the beaches, beach wardens in place to be reactive for when Bahamians on the coast are just dealing with this.
That needs to be a primary school course in the Bahamas.
I mean, if somebody wants, if, you know, if this administration talking about PPPs, private-public partnerships, why don't we get a contract going with some companies to get lifeguards and get beach wardens back out there working on all these busy beaches.
Right. Any old naughty man, you do the good. I mean, keep up the good way.
Thanks, man, for chiming in. Always good to hear from you.
All right, bro.
All right, be safe. Let me check the text lines real quick before we go to the break, Mr. Producer. Naughty, the incident about the shark attack is unfortunate, but it just goes to show that nothing is regulated in this country. Everything is happy-go-lucky. We need regulations and enforcement in this country. Yes, we do. Touché. Naughty, y'all need to stop swimming with the sharks. Y'all ever watch the movie Jaws? Yeah, that was a movie, and that was also filmed partially here, too, a couple of times. But I get it. But see, I don't want to make light of the situation. The government would hire lifeguards and wardens. The beaches are filthy, and there's a bunch of dope smoking. Well, then, wouldn't that be a good reason to hire lifeguards and beach wardens? Not say to clean up the beach, to enforce that little laws are in effect, and it's a safe environment, and they could liaise with law enforcement however it needs to be. I think that would be a good idea. Is this a caller, Kermit, or is that the previous caller?
It's a caller, Naughty.
Oh, what's okay. Saying? Well, I didn't know, man. I just see the line blanking. What's going on?
Hey, you know, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What you got for me today?
It's strange how you know, our problems with the sea, right? And our problems with marriage, you know. You know, they all seem to be in plain sight.
Yeah, I mean, listen, can't see the forest for the trees. It's funny what you can't see when looking when you're sitting on the porch. It's, I mean, you could go all them routes, man.
Sharks and swimming and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, on the marriage thing, you know, I've been checking. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, I don't think that we have had an amendment in like the past 30, 40 years.
That is a topic that people do not want to touch politically whenever they get in. They will beat up their gum on the campaign trail about it, and when they get in, whoever they are, hot potato, drop it, kryptonite. We don't want to touch it.
No, I think I believe the church needs to start, or the Christian Council needs to start to talk sense, you know, because if all their talk is, you know, want the government in your bedroom, right?
Right.
No, but even if you're a Christian and a law is being broken inside your bedroom, you are now biblically under the law.
Right, you need to speak on it. You cannot. Yeah, I totally get it. And I think that's what we need to hear. We need to hear more from the Christian Council and so on and so forth. And thanks for chiming in, Carl. I think I just lost you by not intentionally. But we need to hear more from them on all issues, not just specific issues. Now, we're going to get to the first break right here on Talking Heads. Flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. We'll have a wrap up, wrapping up the buzz right now. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll open up the lines again. So call us, just bear with me. I'll get to you right after. And at the very bottom of the hour, you know, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. All right? All of that coming up on the flip side of the break right here on the Wednesday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the call go back to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a taste solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises customers in New Providence that the corporation will be carrying out planned maintenance at its Blue Hills Water Pumping Station for 4 hours, from 11 p.m. on Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, to 2 a.m. on Thursday, September 8th, 2022. During this period, customers in northern, central, southern, and eastern New Providence may experience periods of low pressure or no water. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and will make every effort to limit the duration of the shutdown if possible.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, September 7th edition continues right now. And we got to get up into the to the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, whether you like it hot with the Kentucky Deluxe or be an original with the original recipe burger, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude. Enjoy the extra large 100% white meat filet for 100% flavor. And for a limited time, enjoy one of our KFC signature sandwiches with fries for only $7. That's how it's done, and it's finger-licking good. And it's available for you right now at your favorite KFC Nassau location. All right, for takeout and drive-through. All right, and the drive-throughs are open and frying until midnight. You get your finger licking on right up until midnight. All right, Carl, I'll be with you in one sec. Let me check out. We're seating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you for us, like I said, by KFC Nassau. And keep your answers coming. Still haven't found the correct one yet. There's some good ones, but boy, you're not even close today. All right. So, where do we start? Singer Christy Hind of the Pretenders is trying to pretend she's not 71 today, but she is. Oh, Lord. Leslie Jones is 55. Funny lady Leslie Jones, my homegirl. She's appeared here a couple of times, man. Good people. Happy birthday to Big Les. Former Face the Nation host John Dickerson will lead CBS News foray into the streaming evening news field as CBS News Primetime with John Dickerson is an hour-long program that's going to launch. So let's see where that goes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that requires large fast food chains to pay employees $22 an hour beginning next year. Watch how many people move to California and start working in the fast food industry. $22 an hour? What? If you're a fan of American Idol, it's 20 years today that Kelly Clarkson won American Idol. Ozzy Osbourne is going to perform his first live show in the U.S. in 4 years by performing at the Los Angeles Rams halftime show at Stadium in Inglewood, California this Thursday to kick off the NFL's season. I hope he bites the head off of a bat one more time, just, you know, for the record. Crazy try. Sorry, I apologize. Former President Obama won an Emmy for narrating the Netflix documentary series Our Great National Parks. And Reese Witherspoon has a new children's book out called Busy Betty. And that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, we're seeing on the planet in 60 seconds or less. Well, brought to you, of course, by KFC now. So let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nadi, what's going on?
What's going on, Gardner? What you got for me today, bro?
Thank you, and thanks for life. But look, yeah.
Always.
Did this article thing, right, in this PPP, right?
Uh-huh.
The PPP, right? You got to follow the money.
My brother, that's what I see. One thing about you, but I sometimes I throw fastball. You looking fastball? There's a deep drive. PPP so means follow the dots, man. Connect the dots. Follow the money.
So my question is, right, what part of the government land, right? Okay, they're providing the land, right? And maybe the infrastructure, right? Understand me now. So they these partners, right? I mean, they're giving them the land, giving them the infrastructure, right, and giving them the duty-free taxes.
Now, how come the Abaconians, who were promised that by the past administration, this administration, when they were on a campaign trail, can't get the relief they need?
But watch me. They ain't helping these people. They're giving these people a mortgage.
Uh-huh.
They're giving them a mortgage. That ain't no hurricane relief.
That's a long-term investment. That's what that
right.
is.
That's everyday thing they do with the middle class, and they ain't doing nothing for the poor people. What about the workers? And the workers, these people need affordable housing is not home ownership. Home ownership, they mortgages. You understand me?
And what happens when you can't pay your mortgage?
Why the Bank of the Bahamas?
Boy,
or
listen.
The mortgage corporation.
Gardner, boy, you've done your homework today. Boy, you've connected a lot of dots, my brother.
Yeah, you know, so.
If this was tic-tac-toe, you would have had tic-tac-toe today.
Man, I wish I could have gotten that foreign man who talking economics and thing and government, what the PLP doing and the PLP government, how good they doing, what the good they doing, and this, you know what I mean? And with their economics, with their taxes and the like. But what about the income tax? They ain't did what you call it, the livable wage thing. The little measly $250.
You forget the last time any prime minister put income tax without. Property docks, what happened?
The first question they asked Lenin and Penland, and that's why government was ready. He don't know he's going to do income tax. Why? Because everybody does that.
That's how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor.
I tired of the foreign man. Every day he come on the radio like he's waking for the PLP. He ain't waking for the people. Come on, man. Even Chicago, them, they waking for the PLP or they waking for that conservative agenda, man. You know?
Well, hold on. I missed Zhivago today. So if he had a co-host, I missed that. However, I mean, Zhivago, I know Zhivago, sometimes y'all don't agree with Zhivago. Say, but he just break it down for you, you know? If you don't like how it is, I mean, sorry, but the facts are the facts.
Them people shouldn't be talking to us. We shouldn't be listening to them. These are the same people who sold our infrastructure, Patelco and thing. Come on, what we listen to them for? You know, and then this other man, they bigging up. Who are the pioneers? Carbon credits in this country? The show ain't brave. There was who are they?
No, man. Listen. Lord bless the dead. The late KCX was a pioneer. Prescott Squad was a pioneer. The other young man. Oh Lord, what's his name, man? Before him, there was another young
Allen.
Man. No. It was C. Allen, then Graham. C. Allen, Pete Graham, them to the game. And Prescott was there initially. I think Gregory Colbrook is another one.
Right.
And those guys know that stuff. And see, nobody can tell me no different. Let me tell you why, Gardner. You know where I started, right? I started in 194. Galen Saunders. Miss Henry Saunders' crew. You know who's on there? Orland Bodie. Lord bless the dead. I just talked about Rudy Grant yesterday. Rudy and Bodie used to come on after my morning show.
All right.
So I used to stick around. My wife, MJ, used to do the midday show after the show went off. So I used to stick around. So I used to see all the guests in there. I could tell you who peeped the game, the carbon credits. It was initially Prescott, KCX, C. Allen, Colbrook, and then Graham, them are the students. They came up afterwards. Now, Graham has swallowed it, inhaled it, and run with it. And then others... Conkele is another one who came along and jumped on board with it, too. Can't forget Conkele, Conkele.
Let me show you something, y'all. We need, with every resources we get from our carbon credits needs to be nationalized. Every cent of it. You understand me? I like what they did with that mining thing. And I'm just, ain't nobody in the Bahamas, nowhere should be able to mine in this country. You understand me? Unless it's the Bahamian people.
Benefit from it, long term. You got it. And that's how it needs to be.
They tell us, man, if you could afford to go get it, you could go get it. If you could afford to go buy a trolley, you should go get all the fish in this.
No, it got to be equitable, and everybody got to have a stake in the game. It got to break down at some point. God and I got to get to the break, but I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Real quick, call the Talking Heads. What's going on before we get to the break? What you got for me? Who's this? Turn your radio down there for me, Sparkalicious. What's happening?
Hold on.
Well, you got me echoing like them baseball games. Now batting.
Hello.
You got me sounding like Yankee Stadium. Now batting. Number three.
Yeah, but you hang up on me three times along, go on to the break and come back and I was still on. You hang up on me three times.
Man, I hang up on you three times. You got to talk to the producer. I don't control the phones. You see my hands? I see I on the camera. I hold my hands right there. I don't touch no phones. I hear it all through the headphones.
Must see somebody see my number and don't like the number.
But you all right with me?
Tell that boy I say hello. You know, that's a producer friend of yours.
All right, no problem. Hey, Kermy Sparky, say he can buy you two Colvins next time he see you.
I got to find him first, though. The thing he never, I hang with me on the telephone.
Don't worry, if you got two Colvins, he'll find you. Trust me.
Well, he know I don't have a problem coming out. Tell you to tell me where the meeting, that's all.
He could hear you, man. You're telling him yourself. What you got for me today, man?
Okay, you said it was an open line show, right?
What you got?
But, you know, I was wondering this thing, because somebody was telling me something about this thing. You ever heard that thing about love at first sight?
Uh-huh.
Remember people used to say that?
When I saw my wife for the first time, I was love at first sight. I went all over, neck pop quick.
Yeah, that is wake once in a while. Yeah. But then, when they talk about love at first sight, right? Then after the love at first sight, okay, bam, you like that person, they like you. But then they come up with this thing, but not just on the first night. The first night, you don't do what on the first night? You go to dinner on the first night. You go to the movies on the first night. You go walking, driving, you do everything on the first night, right? But there are some particular things you don't do on the first night. Now, that particular thing which you don't do on the first night, what night you do that on?
The second?
The second night?
Ah!
The third night? The first week? The first month? After the first year? And then some is come and say, you ain't doing nothing until after we married. And then you say, well, hold on, Val, I can sample something before you're married? No. So what happened if you get into that thing and you're married? And then you're done married, now you got this document. Now, easy to get in the marriage, you know, dead cheap to get in.
Dead expensive to get out.
Expensive to get out. It's easy to drop in the bed, but it's hard to get out of the bed. You got to climb out the bed. You can fall in the bed. But when you fall in the bed, now to get out of the bed. Now, when you're married now, you're done locked down and key. Then you find out that person got children that you didn't know about. You find out that the thing you was looking for been abused, and
oh,
this
God,
is on the net. But you can't get out. So I trying to find out what
Jesus.
Day you're supposed to do that thing.
I know.
What you ain't supposed to do on the first night.
Do me a favor. Let me do some research, and tomorrow call me back, and I'll have an answer for you. Fair enough?
You'll be able to tell me what night you do that thing, what you ain't supposed to do on the first night?
By tomorrow, I'll give you a night, and then you won't get in no trouble.
Where you do that kind of research, though, on the first night?
I don't know. I got ways. I'm in chat groups. I'll put the question out there, man.
Yeah, that should be one of them questions, you know, them when you start the day.
Yeah.
And interview out of 100 people. Which night you do that thing which you ain't supposed to do on the first night?
All right, I got you. But we can find that out next time we run a poll, Sparky. Thanks for chiming in. And what I ain't supposed to do is go over time. So we go into the news. On the flip side of the news, I'll have our Cuban Willie's numerology report, and then we get into the sports. Pearlie will be in the building. Hey, where y'all find Sparky from, though? Dear Jesus. I mean, I'm a comedian, and it takes me a lot to make me cringe. Sparky, you made me cringe a couple of things right there. What night you supposed to do it on? What happened with you? Oh, my. Go to the break before Erica come.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want a ham, or just take him to waste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you in it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment, I mean, with treatment options, and you set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Wednesday, September 7th edition continues right now. And, wow. Let me check the text lines. No, Naughty, no bat biting. We don't need any new strain of coronavirus. Yeah, that's true, for real. All right, yeah, so Ozzy Osbourne need not bite any bats. All right, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. Pearly will be chiming in short order. We'll have a conversation with him, as always. But how we do it each and every day, we kick off the sports segment with, before I get today in sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty John. He's got to give you the answer to the Trinity, too, you know. They struggled with what to wear on the first date. No, not what to wear. Not struggle paying the bill. Remembering a name, where to go. That's some good answers, but nope. Talking about past relationships, nope. Nope, 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 nope. 84% of the people surveyed said they have a struggle just striking up any kind of conversation, finding anything to talk about that lasts significantly to at least get them through a meal. The conversation. They struggle with conversation, all right? Not flatulence, not what to wear. Flatulence was a good answer, and you spelled it correctly, too. But no, that wasn't it. The answer was conversation, what to talk about. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll do it again tomorrow, and I'll double up the prize. Right now, it's time to get into Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget that great businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out with your, within your lunch hour Monday through Friday. All right? And on Thursdays, they got the split pea soup and dumpling. Oh, them dumpling big. Them doughboys so big. My God. Plenty of meat in that soup, too. And then, you know, Wednesday and Friday, don't forget, it's happy hour, 5 to 7 p.m. So if you're in the west side, you know, and you're riding west or, you know, you want to check it out, well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Definitely check them out Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right? All right. And as we look at Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny, it is a day. It's 7th of September. Yeah, man. I got a feeling a lot happened on this day in sports. 87, let's see. Yeah, not too much, as a matter of fact. I was wrong. On this day in 1896, A.H. Whiting won the first automobile race held on a racetrack. The race was held in Cranston, Rhode Island. 1963, the National Professional Football Hall of Fame was dedicated in Canton, Ohio. 1979, ESPN, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, made its debut on cable TV. 1986, Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins threw his 100th career touchdown pass in only his 44th NFL game, which set an NFL record. 1998, Mark McGwire set a new Major League Baseball record for most home runs hit in a single season. The previous record was 61, set in 1961 by Roger Maris. Sports quote of the day on this day, my motto was always to keep swinging. Whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field, the only thing to do was keep swinging. Hank Aaron. And I live by that quote right there to you. All right, let's see if Pearly's chimed in. We got Pearly in on the Zoom. That's okay. Pearly probably watching baseball or getting ready for fantasy football tonight. Big draft tonight coming up, so I totally get it. All right? We'll keep it moving right now, and we'll check out the home court All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and it is all about that King's Feast. Yes, indeed, it is all good, featuring the Greek Whopper. All right, $13 VAT included. You get the Greek Whopper topped with tzatziki sauce, feta, and those Greek spices. Small fries, small fountain drink, three-piece mozzarella sticks, and a strawberry cream cheese turnover, all right? And it's available your way right away. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Get it at your favorite Burger King location today. Take out, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's check out the local headlines on the local sports scene. Because, you know, it's very important us here at Talking Neds to make sure, you know, all our local athletes get their shine on. And first and foremost, junior swimmers perform well in Peru. Cargo said the performance of the team's future lies ahead. This all from Team Bahamas, appearance and performance at the FINA World Junior Swimming Championships. Quoted as saying the performance, we told you, it was historic. A bright future ahead. The performance was historic. We had four semifinal appearances, and this has never happened before in our participation at the World Junior Swimming Championships, according to Algin and Cargo. So there you have it. You know? You had athletes perform, make the semifinals. That was good. In addition to that, you know, the Bahamas Aquatics Federation six-member team made strides, all right? And they were Nigel Forbes, Emanuela Gadsden, Reniska Gibbs, Kiana Moss, Errol Thompson III, and Marvin Johnson. So congratulations to those young swimmers, those young athletes. We're looking for bigger and better things your next go out because obviously you guys got the potential to do it, so go get it. Bahamians face off against each other in water polo, because these two are no strangers to the show. And we've talked to them before in other locations, in other carnations. But Saquon Miller left and Nicholas Wallace Whitfield were in action for their respective collegiate teams at the U.S. Naval Academy Open in Lejeune Hall in Annapolis, Maryland. This happened over the past weekend. In their match against each other, Miller and the Salem University Tigers defeated Wallace Whitfield and the Mount St. Mary University Mountaineers 18-16. All right? Wallace Whitfield and the Mountaineers finished with a 3-1 win-loss record. Miller and the Tigers split their four games at 2-2. All right, good stuff, though. Glad to see those two youngsters doing big things, man. And, of course, Georgia Power wins the Steve Harvey Charity Golf 20. The Sports in Paradise brand got a major boost this past weekend when the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation presented the Bahamas Invitational Charity Golf Tournament at the Atlantis Ocean Club Golf Course on Paradise Island. Quoted as saying, I had a meeting with the Prime Minister, Philip Davis. He's a wonderful man, and he has a heart for this country. Steve Harvey. Spoken like a real headliner, Steve. Like a real headliner. I always love being at this club. This club has the best beer in all the world. No beer ever like this club here. That's why I always love to come back to Backwoods French Lick, Indiana, to perform at the Comedy Dustbin for your wings and your beer. Love it here. It's wonderful. Till you leave. Anyway, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad Steve came down and did his thing. And the Georgia Power team emerged victorious, so congratulations to them. And hopefully we'll see more events like this on the sports calendar and the sports curriculum. A lot of sports, international sports kicking off now, too. You got college football getting into full swing. You got the NFL kicking off on Thursday night. So, yeah. But that's the home court right there. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Burger King Nassau. Be sure to check them out on that King's Feast featuring the Greek Whopper. Now, let's get up into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And let me tell you, big up to Chef Carmen and the crew over there at Tropical Gyros, man. That place stay packed. If you're on the way home, right, check them out. Let them do the cooking for you tonight. It's all good at Tropical Gyros, man. Check them out on the Bahamian gyros, like the cracked lobster, the jerk chicken, the salmon. They got a cheeseburger one and all. You need to check all of that out, man. Oh, you got to check all of that out. All of that. All right, before we get into who's in and who's out, let me check the text lines. Well, if that's the dating problem, all you have to do is hire a talk show host. When the conversation looks like it's in danger, their job is to make sure it doesn't die. So what do you think about the police commissioner? Call in and let me know. That's a good idea, man. You know, we could do that for like people in college who are interning and want to intern, you know, to work on their degree in broadcasting. Yeah, that'd be good training for them. Because I ain't doing it. I got football to watch. What? As of tomorrow? Best 4.5 months of the year. And yes, my attitude will be determined by how goeth the Dallas Cowboys. So know how to approach. That's how it is. That's how it is with every football fan in every football season. Be sure to look for the picks, man. I return to do my thing here in The Guardian. Big up to Sheldon Longley and Simba French and the crew. Tired of beating up on Barry Wilner when I was across the road, man. Over there for 7 years. 5-1-1 record. No, 5-2 record. Barry never got me, though. Yeah, Barry got me like once. I got him like 5 times out of the 7 I was there. First year I got the, you know, I think Sonny won the picks. Second year is me and then Wilner and then me for the last 4. So, you know, be sure to check me out on Fridays and I'll bring you my pigskin prognostications. Like only I can. And see why they call me Naughty Domus. Pigskin prognosticator to the stars. All right? Always remember that. All right, Mr. Producer. We got lots to talk about, man, on Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And if you look at NBA, let's get NBA going real quick. Because, you know, you have to look at who's being made through the NBA and the WNBA. Legendary coach George Karl is going to go into the Hall of Fame. He's been, you know, they say he's quite serene as the Hall of Fame moment nears coming to fruition. Luka Doncic scored 47 in the Eurobasket win over France. And, of course, you know, had some news out of the WNBA. Sue Bird's last game in the WNBA, and she's called it a career. All right? So a long, illustrious run, but she says she's hanging it up. All right? Couple of other things from the NBA. Montrezl Harrell has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Sixers. Former Kia Sixth Man of the Year, Montrezl Harrell, has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Philadelphia Sixers. This coming from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Woj. The deal is worth $5.2 million over 2 years with a player option for the second season. Only 28, he still averaged 13 points, 6 rebounds, over 71 games with the Wizards and the Hornets last season. And he's played under Sixers coach Doc Rivers with the LA Clippers for 3 seasons from 2017 to 2020. And he collected Sixth Man of the Year's honors for 2019-20. That season with career high averages of 18.6 points and 7.1 rebounds a game. So I think he'll be a good fit over there in Philadelphia with the Sixers. What else is going on? A couple of other news items out of the NBA. Curry aims to inspire with his new children's book. And it's called I Have a Superpower. Good for Steph. You know, winners read and readers win. That's what I always say. And this was something I wish Purdy was here for. We got to talk to Purdy about this, but I'll wait for him to chime in. How will the pieces come together for the Lakers? I don't think they're going to come together for the Lakers. I don't think they're coming together. And I'll be honest with you. You got LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and Pat Beverly. And where do you go from there? You got other little components and other little pieces, but... And Austin Reeves, how do you figure that out? I mean, that's a patchwork at best. And they were banking on doing certain trades, and those trades, they got problems in L.A., and it's still problems in L.A. How do the pieces come together for the Lakers? Trade some of the pieces and get new pieces that actually may fit, you know? That might be a good idea. Mr. Producer, let's go to the break, man. Let's take our first break here in the 5 o'clock hour on the flip side of the break. I'll be back at you. We'll continue to talk sports. We'll get into continue the Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'll get you ready for the bottom of the hour, and I'll have my pigskin picks coming up for you. All right, the Wednesday edition continues right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1998. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
we're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, September 7th edition continues right now. And I'll be continuing with Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And as we exit the NBA, let's look at the NFL. And I'll tell you, lots to talk about in the NFL, all right? I'll tell you who's out. Pearly zoomed in. Ladies and gentlemen, no stranger to the show and a man who needs no introduction here on Talking Heads, Talking Sports, but I'll give him one anyway. Dolphin aficionado, Dodger blue bleeder, and L.A. Laker lover. Give it up for Earl the Pearl, better known as Earl the Pearl. He gone? All that big intro and he gone? Then he come back? Right. But we'll continue right now with Who's In and Who's Out, brought to you by Tropical Gyros. Rams wide receiver Sean Van Jefferson ruled out versus the Bills. So now that Rams offense even more depleted. Two banged up running backs, Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson. Yeah, they're going to play, but they got the nagging soft tissue stuff going on. Cooper Kupp's already got a target. Higbee's banged up. Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer there. He's a free agent. He may re-sign, but he's injured. You know, Van Jefferson was big time, big addition for this year. Now they got Allen Robinson Jr., who's come over. But again, that offense clicks with three receivers. So I think the injury to Van Jefferson has put a chink in it, because he's had good chemistry with Stafford over the years, who's dealing with the bum elbow. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Please hang up
now. Yeah, well, why don't do that then? If you don't have minutes, get minutes before you call. We got gone. Probably power cut. Poof. Gone. But you have to look at that. Van Jefferson, big part of that Rams offense. Thursday night's game, he's been ruled out. All right? A couple of other stories. Emmanuel Sanders is out. Emmanuel Sanders announces his retirement after a 12-year career in the NFL. Emmanuel Sanders reached 3 Super Bowls and won one in his 12 NFL seasons. He's walking away from the game satisfied with his achievements. Sanders officially announced his retirement from the NFL on Wednesday via Instagram. Quote, I'll get to you in one sec. I've decided to retire from the National Football League. I had one hell of a ride, the Super Bowl appearance, 3 Super Bowl appearances, multiple Pro Bowls, and a Super Bowl championship. I gave the game everything I had, and it treated me well, which is why I'm happy with my decision, and I wish him the best. Man, he gave us a good run, especially in the fantasy world. At times, he was a sleeper that helped you win championships. So big up to Emmanuel Sanders. I wish him nothing but the best. You'd be in potential free agents go into teams now. He's out of the running. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty is Al. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, man, I'm sorry I couldn't try to catch up with you later, but you mentioned something about the bands.
Right.
I think, yeah, the bands and fellas go down and they're not being trained properly.
Correct, and I was also mentioning that we need the decompression chambers as well in all the family islands and the clinics, you know, facilitated with the infrastructure to treat these kind of incidents that happen on the high seas, like your shark attacks, your boating injuries, your severed fingers and limbs that happen out there sometimes, and so on and so forth. And I also mentioned the bands and the chambers.
What happened is when the government changed the Fisheries Act recently, about you not bringing someone who has experience to so-called go down and catch the fish for you. Not illegal poachers, but legal. And what I was saying, the wrong in that is that the government should have fined from those fisheries and those people involved in the industry. Do you have 5 or 3 year contracts with exporters? Because you just can't pass a law today knowing that I have a contract with the exporters for the next 2 years, and I don't have experienced divers. And I swear these behemoths are trying to dive, but they are trained. So my thing is the government should have had where they give you, say, maybe a 5-year period to train the behemoth within your foreign guys who are legal, right? You have part
of a lot of paperwork, and I got you.
Yeah. So why now? Now those companies are faced with default mortgages and so on and so forth. How could you cut a man, you know, short, knowing that he have a 3-year contract? Wait till, give him at least 4 years to do some in-house training, and then he could eventually, those foreigners could be let go bit by bit. But right now, those guys are being cut, and they have billed $2, $3 million. How are they going to do it? So I think this new government and the minister who may be listening now, he has to try to reintroduce that and reinstate those persons until they get up. Train individuals who can go down and catch the fish. And I thought the Minister of Agriculture would have dealt with that. And I think he still has to deal with that. If he cares about behavior and businessmen, he has to deal with that. And if he doesn't deal with that, then they must rely. And he's protecting somebody. So my point is, they need to revisit that act, because the behavior businessmen are being, they're suffering and they're behind on their loans. Why? Because they have promissory notes for the last 2 or 3 years, and they can't fulfill it because you cut them short.
Good points, Al, and I appreciate it. Only because it's you, I let you slide, because, you know, we're talking sports
that.
Now. But you
know, that's very important.
And I know you're trying to get in, so I appreciate your contributions, man. Good stuff as always. And we'll pick it up tomorrow between 4 and 5, you know? All right, Texter, Naughty, should I start Devontae Smith from the Eagles or Gabe Davis for the Bills as my third wideout? Listen. Set Gabe Davis as your third wideout or your flex. Set him and forget him. That Buffalo offense is going to put up a ton of points. Stephon Diggs is getting double coverage. You got 2 people that are going to benefit from that. You got Ian McKenzie, the slot receiver. Watch out for him. If you can grab him late and stash him, that'll be a good thing. and Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis was going off the way the end of last year. Don't forget he had 4 touchdowns in a playoff game. Gabe Davis is about to kaboom this year. All right? He said, if I can snag in a draft, I will. Another one up there is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Okay? So, yeah, definitely, if you got a chance, start Gabe Davis, number 3, as your 3rd wide receiver. Set him and forget him. Heck, you can start him as your number 2, depending on who your other 2 are. But, yeah, that's a good look. And if you get creative, you could flex him and still go, or play him as your 3rd and flex somebody else and still get creative. As a matter of fact, you could do all 2. Play Gabe Davis as your 3rd receiver, and if you got a flex spot, start Devontae Freeman right there. He's going to catch all the excess targets that A.J. Brown needs over in Philadelphia, so it should be a good look, all right? I would go with Gabe Davis as my 3rd receiver. Texter, you are a perfect example of why I say I have the biggest and best fans in the world. I know we're talking sports now. The caller is gone now. I made a good point. And no, I'm on everybody's run. How dare you say that? So, you got a pearly sighting yet?
I kept my mouth shut. I was waiting for you to let me in.
Oh, man, listen. We have to do this again because I gave you a great introduction and you missed it, all right? So, we're gonna go back and, I'm going to give it to you again, all right? So, just wait for it. All right? Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
He's a Dolphin aficionado, a bleeder of Dodger blue, and a lover of the Lakers. He's Earl the Pearl, better known as Earl the Pearls. Pearlies! What's going on, Pearlie?
All right, Jim, brother.
Boy, inside joke. Hey, inside jokes can't done on this show. So what you got for me today, Pearl? Earl the Pearl?
Everything quiet?
Yeah, man. I take it you're watching the Dodgers or registering for a fantasy draft or caught in traffic, but listen, you got
actually,
some.
I'm trying to get on this thing you send me, and you sent me a password for this.
No, you gotta. Are you a member of Yahoo Sports? Do you have a Yahoo account?
This is NFL. I'm looking. This is not Yahoo.
No, but NFL, you just go and click onto the link, and it'll take you right there, and take you right to your team. But as commissioner, I already set the 4 best keepers for you. I think you'll like what I saved.
Keep asking me. Well, hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, okay. This put me through the ropes all over again.
Yeah, but anyway, you got time after we get off here because that one ain't until 7:30, and the late one is at 10:30. But listen, got some NFL news, Purdy. All right, Emmanuel Sanders retired. Okay?
Yes.
You have the Jets going to start Flacco against the Ravens. Wilson is out. They're still not 100% happy with him.
He's not coming back for 4 weeks.
Dalton Knox is signed an extension in Buffalo with the Bills.
I saw that.
Wide receiver Darius Slayton took a $1.6 million pay cut and remains with the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
I would have welcomed the cut. He could have ended up somewhere else and made more money, to tell you the truth. And here's a big blow for the Chargers. Hype free agent and big-time free agent in the offseason, J.C. Jackson, not expected to play week 1 versus the Raiders after recent ankle surgery. J.C. Jackson, the Raiders, was already dubious after he underwent surgery on his ankle only a couple of weeks ago. Now he's ruled out. And this is like the tight turnaround is not going to give a time to work out for the Pro Bowl cornerback. The timetable is not going to work out. And according to the NFL Network's Taylor Biciotti, reported Wednesday that Jackson is not expected to play on Sunday, could possibly miss 2 weeks.
I got you.
So that's a blow to that defense because the Chargers were all in with that defense this year. And he was a big acquisition. They signed Derwin James to that big contract. They brought in Khalil Mack via trade. The Chargers are definitely in all-in mode right now. So let's see where they end up.
Okay.
And Darren Waller, Las Vegas Raider tight end, is going to be ready to go week 1, even though he's got a hamstring situation. He's ready to go, and he's not sweating about his contract situation. He's going to play through the hamstring. He says he's good to go. Now, let's look at some of the latest news coming out of the NFL today. Some signings, the Arizona from the practice squad, and signed quarterback Jarrett Guarantano to the practice squad and cornerback Corey Ballantyne to the practice squad. They cut wide receiver Jontre Kirkland. And why they did all of that? Quarterback Colt McCoy was placed on injured reserve with a calf. He should be back after 8 weeks. Zach Ertz still out. Okay. Got his injury going on with the calf. And defensive end J.J. Watt is day-to-day with a calf. Linebacker Marcus Golden didn't participate with a toe. And Trayvon Mullen is out with a toe. Nothing for the Falcons, except for Drake London. He's limited with the knee, but he's working through that. J.K. Dobbins and Ronnie Stanley still are limited at practice with the knee and the ankle, but they're expected to play at some point, as well as Marcus Peters, who is still limited with the knee. Buffalo, Dawson Knox extended through 2026.
Uh-huh.
And Eddie Pinheiro, the kicker from the Carolina Panthers, left hip. He was a full participant, so he'll be back to kick for the Panthers this year. And our wide receiver, Velus Jones Jr., from Clemson by the Bears, he's injured with the hamstring.
All right.
Nothing of significance from the Browns and from the Bengals, just no-name guys, roster moves. Michael Gallup continues to practice with the Dallas Cowboys. His knee is he's a limited participant, but expected back by week two or week three. Cornerback Jordan Lewis coming off the hamstring was limited, but he's expected to play on Sunday night. Detroit Lions didn't lose anybody of worth except for center Frank Ragnow. He's got an injured groin. He's limited. And that's it. Alan Lazard for the Packers has an ankle injury, but he's going to play through it, as well as fellow wide receiver Christian Watson. He had a knee injury, but he's played practice full 2 days in a row, so he should be good to go. And that's just some of the injury news from day-to-day. Oh, and Juju Smith of the Chiefs, he's a full go with the knee, so he's back in.
Okay.
So there you have it. And like I mentioned earlier, J.C. Jackson of the Chargers out, Van Jefferson of the Rams out. And for your Dolphins, Jalen Waddle, he was limited with a quad. Chase Edmonds limited with a groin. Alex Ingold limited with a hamstring. Melvin Ingram, veteran rest. Nick Needham, limited with a quad. And Eric Rowe, limited with a pectoral. So there you have it. You got some injuries going on for you there, Pearly.
Yeah, Waddle and Edmonds are expected to play Sunday. They're just nursing them and making sure they're all right.
So it's purely rest.
Yeah.
All right, see where it all pans out, though. I think a lot of teams are posturing, too, with the injury reports. They trust me. They know who's going to play. They know who's not going to play, but it's all gamesmanship. It's all strategy at this point.
Yeah.
So we're going to exit the NFL, and we'll go into Major League Baseball now.
One question. What's the name of this team you give me?
Oh, it was called Right the Ship.
Right? R-I-G-H-T?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was who had it previous, man. Don't blame me. I'm just, you know.
I inherited one. Right? Anyway.
No. You're not inherent. You inherited. You got a good quarterback. You got, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head.
I got Najee Harris. I didn't got no quarterback.
You got Van.
Najee Harris.
Right.
Fournette, Jefferson, and Kyle Pitt. I'm happy with them.
And you picking high so you could get your quarterback early.
I just picked Fournette in my family draft.
Because you said you were going to get Fournette. That's why when I saw him, I said, well, he's familiar with Fournette. Najee Harris, that's two good running backs for him. And Van Jefferson, Kyle Pitts, that's two reception magnets right there. That's them stinky numbers.
As a matter of fact,
I might try trade you for Kyle Pitts at some point during the season.
Hold your breath.
No, I ain't gonna hold it. Oh, you one of them, eh? Oh, God.
No. I always interested in what's going on.
Yeah, but you
ain't something right.
Right. Value. More bang for the buck. I get you.
You ain't gonna come and tell me. I ain't them type say, oh, let me give you Kyle Pitts because you want to. Hell no. Jack might be drunk, but ain't good.
No. But listen, let me ask you this. Now we got to slide to baseball. Do you know who's led Major League Baseball every month of the year in home runs?
Oh, God.
The judge.
Here comes the judge.
With number 55. No. It's still 3-3 against Minnesota in the bottom of the ninth. And again, you know, back to the wall. I'm not in denial. I'm not in denial, Pearly. I know what's going on. I got to keep an eye on the standings. We 5 games in front of Tampa Bay. 4.5.
Yeah. No. The thing about it is, I know. my problem with the like the Yankees are is, and you know, Elvis Peter was here to hear this. You only go as far as Judge can carry you. You cannot sustain an injury to him.
Exactly. You have to look at it for what it is. We got a better chance if Stanton gets injured than Judge.
Yes. Yes. You're very right.
And New York is suffering. The Yankees and the Mets are facing getting run down at the wire, both of them. And the Mets, for God's sake, the Braves all in the back of their neck whispering down their ear.
Atlanta
done
in their jock strap.
Atlanta in there. Hey, coming for this, my boy. Move over. You only got another day in first place. You know, you see, this me now. This Atlanta. He right there. They in New York hand,
Atlanta
right?
only a half a game behind.
Exactly.
And that is probably because, let me check the scores. I think the Mets played a doubleheader today.
Mm-mm. My God. 19 game over second place. 27 and a half over third. 28 over fourth. 36 and a half over 40. Y'all really running out in the rest, you know.
Yes, we are.
That's what you call showing your entire bungie.
Giants mouth get a little hard. Giants mouth get a little hard yesterday.
And he get slapped up.
We had to spank them up last night. You know, we had to let Muncy and Gallo. Joey hit a home run last night.
Joey Gallo.
Yes.
The wine. Gallo wine. Joey.
I'm telling you.
Man.
Right now, we on top of the...
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting how you beating up on people, but you truly are the best team in baseball. It is what it is. You can't deny it. It is what it is.
The Giants adding people.
Yankees and the Twins right now, 3-3, bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
Rockies leading the Brewers 8-4, top of the ninth. Atlanta over Oakland 3-2, top of the seventh. The Angels lead the Tigers 2-1, bottom of the fourth. Dodgers lead the Giants 3-2, bottom of the fifth. And Seattle leads the White Sox 4-2, middle of the fifth. And you got more games tonight. It's a doubleheader with Minnesota and the Yankees. They play again at 6:35. Yeah. The Mets play Pittsburgh at 6:35. 6:40, you got Boston and Tampa Bay.
You got rained out last night.
Right. Miami and Philadelphia. Toronto and Baltimore at 7:05. The Reds and the Cubs at 7:40. The Nationals and the Cardinals at 7:45. Cleveland, the Guardians take on the Royals at 8:10. And Texas takes on Houston. I like that game tonight. I like Houston in that game tonight. 8:10. 8:40, Arizona and San Diego get it on. And that's the rest of the game going on now. And about four or five good ones to watch later.
Yep.
You know, this is the time of year when I like to watch Major League Baseball, just to see who certain teams are bringing up, you know, for that cup of coffee. To have a glance, to have a look.
Remember the kid, you know, the kid Vargas, the Cuban kid Vargas, who I love.
Right.
He started a couple of games. He didn't do much, but, you know, he'll be all right.
What about Trace Thompson?
Trace Thompson is right now.
Still holding the job.
Making a case that y'all can't take him off the playoff roster. He just hit a home run day before yesterday.
There you go. All right. Well,
he's playing great defense, really playing good. He's really making it to a point that MLB Network had a discussion whether him or Bellinger would should be on the team for the playoffs.
Wow.
He is really playing good baseball. He's come up with clutch hits, key defensive plays. He's really playing good baseball right now.
We're going to take a quick break now, Pearly, all right, because it's about 5:47, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on a night brought to you by the Island Game, and we'll get on out of here because busy night tonight, two drafts, yep. 7:30 and 10:15, big boy drive at 10:15, yep. Boy. That's for only champions. That's the Floyd Mayweather league right there. That's the money league.
That's the good league.
Yeah, that's the good one. Anyhow, we go into the break right here. The Wednesday, September 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John! Star Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined Stace, if you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Oppa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and you set up the robot. There are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, September 7th edition continues right now. And, boy, I tell you. Hey. You need to go on mute on that one. That one leaking through. See, we had our 3-2 lead he was talking about before the break, Kermit. I know 3-2 lead no more. I bet you them Giants just gone out. Somebody dog getting kicked. Anyway. Whee! Anyhow, come. Listen here. Between you and Sparky, Jorgen Kwasa could come for me today. So let's do these picks and let's go home.
I don't even know what to say.
Say nothing else like that. Just keep it moving. We're beyond that now. Keep it moving. Only professionals heard that. Trust me. All right, so listen.
I hope Kermie pressed that button, but I really hope Kermie.
Yeah,
pressed
man,
that
we got you covered, bro. We got you covered. We know what time it is, and we know the Dodgers has probably dropped that one run lead. That's fine.
No. We still leading 3-2. Chris Taylor struck out, but we still leading 3-2.
Okay. It's the strikeout. Okay. Anyway, listen. Real quick tonight.
Trace Thompson, Badner.
Oh, you're fired up for Trace. Listen tonight. I like Tampa Bay over Boston. I like Philadelphia over Miami. I like Kansas City at home. An 8-10 game against Cleveland over Texas. Because Houston always beats Texas. That's my four-teamer right there. Set it and forget it. Tomorrow night, guess what we got to talk about, though? Talk about that big game tomorrow, the Bills and the Rams. And I think the Bills gonna slap the Rams around, Pearly. Too many injuries in L.A. now. Too many. I think your prediction of the Rams running through them, I don't think that's going to be. I think the Bills going to slap them up tomorrow.
I think the hype, the fact that everybody talking bad for them, telling them how they have Super Bowl, whatever you call it, hangover and all that stuff, is why they're gonna put something on them.
Okay. So listen.
10 points or more.
Before you open the next letter, right? So who you like tonight?
I really having a really bad day, you know.
No, but because between you and Peter, but you always kill me, but that's what makes this show so special, because people just be like, yeah, but you always be eating and drinking and carrying on, but like, you'll be right at the sports bar talking sports.
Instead you say Bud Light or Heineken, you don't, but Coke, but soda. I don't even Bud Light, but
I was trying to think it was PG-13, but then drink and beer. So, yeah, well, so you're a can drinker. You can drink out of cans. You all sneak a whole 24-pack into the ballpark in your jacket. I know how you all go.
Hey. We used to do that when we was in college and going to the games. You know, it's cold. You get them big jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah, in every pocket. In every pocket you can think about and walk into it. I from the Bahamas, I got to keep warm. I got extra jackets
there
on.
There you go. Warm, all right. Keep your blood warm, too. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Let's get this caller real quick before we get out of here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Real quick, what you got for me?
Boy, I really had to call back on y'all too now.
What happened?
I really don't understand it. We'll just make it so I just can't wait till 4:00. Y'all is the only two talk show hosts I hear spending all day talking about rum and thing. Y'all know there's no talk show hosts around here is talking about rum and thing like they don't drink.
Please keep it real.
But they like there's some they want to what Mr. Ingram used to say, want to be politician. Everybody around here want to be Christian and know they'd be drinking more liquor than there's drink dog on air. And what I wanted to ask you,
no, but we don't know. We'll figure out.
Yep.
We watch a lot of sports, Sparky. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I gotta say hi to a good dear friend of ours, of mine at least. He went to college. He spent 1 year in Minnesota with me and he transferred because we didn't offer the degree he wanted. Ray Chisholm.
Hey, big up to Ray, man.
He listened to us. He made some suggestions. I told him we're gonna take up those suggestions. You and I are gonna talk about take them up. But I don't thank you for listening.
Hey, big up to Ray.
He smelled my head so big I could get out of my house this morning.
Listen, let me tell you, those are some good suggestions for like the dead season in sports when no NBA, no NFL, no nothing going on. Remember those times when we hate them doldrum times? When we just gotta find anything to spark about. Those are the times when we got them conversations. Yeah. That make for some good episodes. So big up to Ray, man. Yeah, great contribution.
We'll talk to some people and get some input. We'll do something, Ray. But
yeah,
for
we'll have our people
thanks,
call
Mike,
your people and
all the regular listeners.
There'll be people.
Sanders, thank you guys for listening.
All right, man. So we up out of here, man, for Kermit D, my super producer, everybody who chimed in, and Earl the Pearl, you know. We are offering both of them.
All right.
And I give half kill you when I play you this year.
I ain't taking no pity on you.
I don't? Because I ain't taking none on you. I beat you like a thief from the church.
Amen. I say amen.
And be good at it.